Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Sarah Alapin of District Bliss. Sarah, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
No problem. Super excited to have you on. And what I want to do is just read a little bit more about Sarah so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Sarah is a go-getter with a background in art education. After founding Photos from Hardy, Sarah realized something was missing. Hoping to create a community of supportive and like-minded creatives and entrepreneurs, she launched District Bliss. Sarah continues to be amazed at how many wonderful, talented people have joined the District Bliss chapters across the United States. Sarah, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
I am.
Awesome. Let's do it. So I wanted to kick everything off and hear a little bit more about what I call your CEO story. We'll let you get started with your business.
All right. Awesome. So I founded District Bliss back in 2014. And what we initially did was we threw networking socials for people in the wedding industry. And since then have expanded to creatives, entrepreneurs, small business owners. So now it's more, they're just really fun and lighthearted and welcoming, and we do workshops now. So things have really grown and changed since we started, and it's been really awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that a lot of times I say, like, you forget about, you know, the human aspect of business, but you always love those networking groups where you have a good time. And I feel like, and definitely you can correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like sometimes it's just more of a connection. Seems like even more opportunities come about when you're having a good time kind of networking and connecting.
Yeah, because I mean, we buy from people we know, like, and trust, which is one of the really important reasons to join a networking community and actually get out there and get, you know, networking, because that is the human element. And you never know where your next client's going to come from. And it's super, super important to, you know, put your face out there and your personality, because, you know, then people are going to want to buy from you because you're awesome.
Exactly. You have to be awesome first before you do that, though. So make sure that you're awesome before you put yourself out there, right? That's always an important prerequisite, but I'm just joking. But I know I wanted to hear, you touched on District Bliss. I wanted to hear a little bit more about, you know, what you have going on, how it works, different things that are available, and also like locations where we can, you know, do some of the networking as well.
Okay. So we have, we actually have a networking social coming up on the 11th of December at City Winery in DC, which will be super fun. There, it's actually a really small event for, we tend to keep our events intimate anyway, because we want it to be welcoming. And if you're walking into a room of 300 people, it's not always going to have that same vibe. So this one, we only have 25 tickets though, because City Winery is going all out and like having really amazing hors d'oeuvres. They're doing like wine tastings and it's going to be a great time. So that one's in DC. We also have an LA branch, but we don't have anything on the calendar for 2019. So, and then we also have an online workshop, or training, I guess, with, creative successful entrepreneurs. And then we do a Q&A session afterwards. They're this like incredible, like coaching company, that's owned by Melissa McFarlane, and she does these coaches kitchens, and each month it's a different topic. So, nice. Spanning anywhere from, you know, marketing to, what she calls the ankle show or the elevator pitch, and how to, you know, put that together so that it helps you actually speak about your business. 'Cause it's not always easy to describe what you do. Yeah. Sorry, my dog's about to video bomb us here.
Hey, that's okay. My dog's eating a snack right now.
My dog loves to interrupt all my video calls.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What's his name?
Clouseau.
Clouseau.
Like the Pink Panther.
Oh, really? Hey, Clouseau.
Hello.
Well, will he be at the events? That's the question.
He will always video bomb our online workshops.
Okay, there right? you go. It's one of the bonuses, one of the perks.
He will not be at City Winery, unfortunately. but he, or sorry, not he. I'm not talking about my dog right now. I'm talking about my business. Different thing.
It could be the same thing. Mine's eating a snack right now.
I love it. We, for District Bliss, what we do is we host these events where you can either, you can be a member of the community and actually have membership, or you can just come to the events. The really awesome thing that we did when we started this membership thing was the benefits are just like off the charts. Like, it's a huge SEO bump. You have the ability to blog on our, like, guest blog on our site. You get access to all the kinds of stuff from our sponsors, free access to workshops. It's a way to kind of almost hold yourself accountable to actually attend networking events and actually build your business, which is just really important, because I know for me, it can be isolating, and you really need that community. Mm-hmm. Working from home, like, I see my dog more than I see any other human. Mm-hmm. So it's good. It's really important to feel like you have that community and that support system. So that's one of the reasons that we founded membership, but it is not required to attend our events.
Okay. Well, awesome. Well, that's definitely good to know. Yeah. I'm glad to hear I'm not the only one that spends a lot of time with my dog, because yes, it can be isolating, you know, working from home, doing your business in and of itself is very sometimes trying. There's so many ups and downs in running a business that you want to be able to have that community, people that you lean on, so that you know that you're not alone. And sometimes even just the difficulties that we're going through, to know that it's not us. Sometimes it's just part of running a business, which is definitely what we always sometimes need to hear.
Yeah, I mean, it is really important to remember that you aren't alone, and that, you know, it is like, there was a year where I don't think I saw friends for like more than 3 weekends that entire year, and it was otherwise like I was just too busy, and that is really hard. It's not healthy. I since have redistributed things so that I'm never in that situation again. Yeah. But if I didn't have the District Bliss community during that time, I would have been absolutely bonkers. Yeah. And it, you know, that was pre-dog too. So
that was even worse.
I would have been sitting by myself, like, totally isolated, and my husband doesn't want to listen to the all of my stories that I have from like running a business. He also doesn't understand it to like that full extent. You know, it's nice to have somebody like that you can talk to that gets it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that they can trade a war story, so to speak, because they've had the exact same thing happen. So that makes so much sense. And so you definitely will have, like, you guys have an event that you can find out about all the events depending on whenever you're listening to this as well on the site, correct?
Yeah, awesome. For sure. We always have, everything's on our website, so districtbliss.com. And we're super active on social media. So Instagram is at districtblissevents. We don't plan events, technically, just to make sure that is not confusing. We just host events. There you go. We're not like in the wedding planning.
There you go. Thank you for making that designation, because you might have just gotten a bunch of phone calls saying, I'm getting married tomorrow. Can you plan this for me? So that's good to know. But Nev, definitely, you know, having those business events is definitely huge. And what do you feel? And I know we talked about a little bit offline about why you started it, is like having that those creative entrepreneurs, is that like what you would consider to be like your secret sauce and the reason that you started, or what makes you feel kind of sets it apart and makes you unique?
Yeah. And I think really the lighthearted, welcoming kind of vibe that we have, it's just I really needed a place where I felt like I belonged. And I realized that a lot of other people felt the same way. And I wanted to like find my people. And I think the welcoming, lighthearted, positive, you know, and really caring about connecting people and helping people succeed, I think is probably what has made District List so successful. Having that like real drive to see other people be their best selves and live their best lives and do it while they, you know, when they can, like to have that ability to live your best life the way you want to on your terms. And so having, you know, that real support system kind of thing, I guess, I guess that's probably what I would call our secret sauce, is that lighthearted, welcoming, and really caring about other people and their businesses.
Definitely appreciate you for doing that. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So this could be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
So I actually have kind of a weird routine because I am kind of, I know I should be better, but I don't love routines. So what I do is I start my day in this room, which is my like living room, essentially. I light a lot of fires in the fireplace, which, you know, kind of like gives me that like comfy, warm feeling. And then I move down to my office, which is down a flight, and work in there for part of the day. And then I come back up at the end of the day and work in this space, because I feel like at least then if I'm not in the same room, I feel like I'm accomplishing something. It helps move through my day. It's kind of, I guess it's like my commute time.
The best commute ever, especially around here.
I just need different scenery. I get so bored of looking at the same thing. And if I'm just sitting on my computer, it's just, you know, I need to be visually stimulated.
I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. So that is a word of wisdom or a piece of advice. Or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
Probably to remember that just because I love what I do doesn't mean that I am my ideal client. And thinking about like the way, not that I'm particularly selling anything, but the way that you sell.
Now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So Sarah, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Being a CEO means that I have the freedom to run my business the way that I believe it should be run. And to be in control of my own destiny and my own success. I am, at the end of the day, the person who takes the hit if anything goes wrong, but I'm also the person who gets to celebrate the successes and then pass that along to my team. So it's really, it's being a badass.
There you go. Hey, that's what you have to be, right? Best by quote from Sarah Compone. So I truly appreciate that, and appreciate your time even more. And what I want to do is pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you can let our readers and listeners know, and then of course how best they get a hold of you and find out about all the awesome things you guys are working on.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to see all of you guys, all of the CEOs out there, the aspiring CEOs at some of our events and get to know more about their business and, you know, help find other ways that I can grow and support other CEOs, business owners, aspiring or current, because I know sometimes it takes a long time to take the leap. And, you know, you don't have to be full time. It doesn't matter. That doesn't dictate your level of success, because some people just want to have like a cool side thing. If you would like to reach out. I'm hello@districtbliss.com. Our website is districtbliss.com. We have a really cool blog. You can find all of our events on the website. And if you are looking for a really rad group of people who want to support you and, you know, really help build you up and support the community, you should definitely come check us out.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again, Sarah. I truly appreciate you. We will have the links in as well in the show notes so that everybody can follow up with you and connect and see all the awesome things you guys are working on. But thank you so much again, and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.